Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Joy Business. You're with your host, Simone Millicis, and I'm in Copenhagen, Denmark again. I'm back here. I've just been to Vienna, Austria. I did some Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, did a Choice of Possibilities class. It was awesome, beautiful weather, nice in summertime. And now I'm in Copenhagen, and we've got some more classes coming up here. And today, the show that we're doing is Choosing Beyond the Rat Race. And I have the wonderful Talika Singh with me today from India. So welcome.
Thank you.
Now let me tell you a little bit about Talika. She's one of the first few certified facilitators of Access Consciousness in India and the first one in New Delhi, which I used to spend many years in New Delhi importing and exporting. So she spent over a decade in the corporate world where she worked in branding, advertising, and PR field with some of the largest companies in India, including Reliance, Times of India, Essar, etc. She's also been practicing the tenets and principles of Buddhism for 9 years now. She employs her communication and presentation skills, her deep-rooted life philosophy and training background to support people to emerge from their limitations and nudge them into creating themselves into the infinite beings that they truly are. So her participants have overcome acute illnesses like carpal tunnel syndrome, infertility, chronic pains to phobias like public speaking, fear of entities, fear of success, fear of failure, lots of those. And she's an internationally certified facilitator and has conducted several awareness workshops and corporate training seminars in India and abroad. So you can also find Talika on accessconsciousness.com website if you look up India and then go to Talika Singh. Now today what we're talking about is choosing beyond the rat race. So how much more fun would it be to wake up on Monday mornings if you actually worked with something you love? Most of us keep creating our lives more or less within our comfort zone. So what if you could move beyond your comfort zone and create a life, living, job or business that makes you happy? Sound too good to be true? Well, this is what we're going to be talking about today. So one of the things I would like to ask you, first of all, Talika, is what got you into the corporate world?
So I love how you go straight to the deep end. actually, what brought me to the corporate world was a very rigorous training in getting it right, starting from, you know, getting into the right school. And being an army kid, we moved around a lot. So getting into the right school was almost a yearly job, right? Every year you had to get into the right school. Then you had to get into the right colleges, right? Because if you got into the right colleges, everybody around you really liked the fact that you were brilliant. And that was the only way to be brilliant, is to get to your best B school. And then I did get to one of the best B schools of India. I remember saying, if I don't get into one of the good B schools, then I really don't know, you know, if I'll be valuable anymore. And I must have studied, and I studied really hard during school and college and all of it to make sure that I got to the best places. And then that, it was just sort of said, it was pretty understood. I didn't know that there was any other way, you know, and that's pretty how I got to a corporate job, because that was what was set out. My parents are from a service background, and they're not business people, right? So to me, doing my own thing was not even a question. Like, I knew I had to go and get a job, and that's how I landed up in a job for 10 years.
Right. So you were trying to get it right, trying to do the right thing, go to the right school, you know, so that you can make the right choices and get the right corporate job. So with all of that occurring, then what prompted you to leave your corporate job and go out on your own and create your own business?
So this is a funny thing. In spite of getting it all right, and including getting the jobs at the right places and the right kind of departments and all of that, and the right salary, I was really well paid, I wasn't happy. I was going to the same cubicle. I was, even though it was in different cities with different jobs, but it still felt like the same cubicle. And I was doing brilliant work. We were giving out ideas on a regular basis. I would have these awesome clients and they loved my work, and my bosses really appreciated everything. But I felt dead. I thought whatever I was creating, I just created at a different degree after all my promotions and my, you know, all of that. And my bosses were doing the same thing. My bosses' bosses were doing the same thing. And my bosses' bosses were doing the same thing. And when I looked down that tunnel, I did not see light at all at the end of it. I was just like, this is going to be my life. My life would be wake up like a drone, get to office, do your thing, even though I enjoyed it. I really did like my job, but I never felt happy. There wasn't a day I was excited to get up and say, hey, today is going to be so exciting because I'm going to do the same thing. Because I was just stuck to do the same thing over and over again.
So what would you recommend that people can start to do, you know, take maybe a couple of questions or, you know, process anything like that? What would you recommend if someone's listening to this show now and they're like, oh, my goodness, she's talking about my life. Like, that's what I actually have done. That's what I did. It's like, what do you recommend that people could start to do to create some sort of change in their life with their job if they are in the corporate world and they feel stuck in a rut?
Yeah. I would actually begin with looking for some telltale signs. I know that my body was giving me a lot of information about not wanting to, you know, be in this rat race better promotions and better jobs and better prospects, but pretty much in the same industry with the same work and everything. And I noticed that I started developing a very bad cervical pain in my shoulders and my neck, so much so that it had reached a point, Simone, where I could not even look down on a laptop and work. So it was almost like I had, you know, my body had reached a point where I really had no choice but to quit, or at least take a break and sort of take it in. So I think the telltale signs would be either your body screaming on a daily basis telling you, please, let's not do this again, right? There could be telltale signs of you feeling like your life being sucked out of you because you've got to do the same thing again. There could be telltale signs that make you want to take a holiday every weekend or every week, and not want to come back to what you're doing. I mean, I know for a fact that I was on a holiday for a week and I was miserable because there was bad internet, there was bad network, and I was work sick. I wanted to get back to my business. I have businesses and I really wanted to get back. And that's how I knew that's how you know when you're doing something you love, is that you literally do not want to break from it because you miss it. And so if you really do feel like you don't want to get up every morning and go do the thing that you do that makes you money, just start asking questions. Really, it's what Access Consciousness is about. It's what Join Your Business is all about, is asking yourself, what would I really like my life to be like? What would I like to truly do? And I know that it sounds like what would questions just change, but truly, I had this demand in my universe that this isn't it. This can't be it. This can't be what life is all about, like, you know, to drone on. And truly making that demand from the universe, that please show me what else is possible. Show me what else I could do and create in my life. Because it wasn't from this place of rejecting my job or my career or what I'm doing, but just the fact that there was no excitement, no pleasure in it anymore. So, yeah, asking questions and keeping an eye out for what else is it that makes you? So I read something very interesting recently, and it said the things that you do between your job, the things that you keep procrastinating from, is probably something you enjoy doing. So also ask yourself, what do I really enjoy doing?
Yeah, that's a good, it's a great, great question. And I gave someone yesterday I was talking to actually, because they sent me a message saying help, and I was like, what's up? What can I help you with? And they were like, I don't know what to do. Like, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on in their life. And I said, okay, for 3 days, I want you to indulge. I'm not choosing anything, like not making a decision. But for 3 days, I want you to write down everything that you love doing. Like, I said, get an atlas out. Have a look at the world map and ask, okay, so where would I like to go in the world that I haven't been yet? Or what sort of job would you actually really like to do? Like, what would you like to create with your life? So for 3 days, indulge in just writing things down. And I said, if you come up with 10 things or you come up with 300 things, whatever that is. And I said, in 3 days, let's chat again and see if you have any more clarity on what you would like your life to be like. Because I do see a lot of people, I mean, you know, Choosing Beyond the Rat Race is the name of the show. And the amount of people I see that have chosen the corporate world thinking, like you're saying, Talika, that you have to do that, like that's the right thing. I mean, when all my friends chose the corporate world, I didn't. And I actually was importing from India, and I was going to India like 3 times a year and selling at markets and making lots of money and going to the beach. I had a great tan and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And they were like, when are you going to choose a real job? And I was like, what do you mean choose a real job? I'm probably making more money than you and I'm happier. And yet the real job, the real like work world is considered the corporate world. And what if it wasn't anymore? And hey, if you're out there working in the corporate world and you love it, go for it. As long as what Talika and I are talking about on the show today is, as long as you're doing something you love, like what if it brought you joy? It's like, would you make more money? It's like, how many other revenue streams can you come up with? So, and I get that there's a lot of challenges also that do occur when you choose to leave a job. You may be, you know, a mortgage or rent or family, etc. And what is it that you could choose for you that would bring you more joy that could also possibly bring you more money? So like, what are some of the challenges that you sort of came up for you, Talika, when you left your, you know, traditional job, as they say?
So the first was family. Yeah, I'm so here. So the first was family. My family's always been, you know, very, very clear about doing it the right way and the service way and the, you know, get a job way. So when I quit my job, I actually had a sit down with everyone sitting in front of me saying, what the hell are you thinking? Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, no, I just want to take a break. I want to, you know, figure out life. I want to see what I want to do. And I just recently gone through a divorce as well, right? So nothing was happening exactly according to my right plan. So I was literally in this mode where I was like, really, this needs a reset and this needs to rethink. And obviously I did not get the support that I probably would have liked, but it still egged on. And trust me when I say this, I did not even have monetary support. So it's not like I quit my job and there were people saying, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of your monthly expenses. So I literally, whatever money I had saved up is what I pretty much lived on and created and invested that money into, you know, a jewelry business. And then future, I invested into Access and then, you know, started taking classes. But that's exactly what it was. Is when I chose to truly not listen to anybody else except me, knowing fully well, this is what I got to choose for me, by me, to honor me. Yeah?
So, I love it. So we're going to head off. We're going to head off to a break, but we'll talk about more of those things that showed up for you, the challenges when we come back, and how you sort of overcame them with ease, because that's what it's about, creating ease, joy, and glory. So don't go away. We'll be back real soon.
What if you are the only one who truly knows how to create your business and your life? This September, the Joy of Business is coming to Denver, and Simone Millicis will be giving you tools and practices to discover what works for you to expand your business and your life. The one-day seminar, Access Business 101, has no prereqs and is followed by 2 days of Access Business 102. These classes are for anyone desiring to create more. Join us at joyofbusiness.com/classes. Is now the time to create what you know is possible but haven't been choosing?
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
You can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Joy Business, and I'm on here with Talika Singh and from India, and we're talking about choosing beyond the rat race. Now, one of the things that we were just talking about is the challenges that came up for Talika when she did choose to leave the corporate world. And I mean, I love the fact that you had no one supporting you, like there was no one paying your bills, etc., and you know, your family sort of didn't want you to do it. So what did you do? What are some of the tools you used, and how did you not freak out and you know, about all the bills that you had and to live your life?
I'd be really phony to say I didn't freak out. I totally freaked out. but it didn't overcome my desire to truly change and create a life that I wanted, and not one that was ridden by the rules and the norms of the society. Because, you know, as an Indian woman, it's fairly set. You get married at a certain age, and in fact, I still have to be one of the people that has been educated well, and I was financially independent, etc. And that really made a huge difference. But otherwise, it's a very straight line, and you pretty much don't have a choice to paint outside those boundaries. So some of the things that really kept me going was the seeking bit about me, the constantly seeking that there has to be more, and not making myself wrong for it. Initially, I was like, what else do I want? Like, I'm already getting what most people want, a fabulous job and, you know, getting wealthy, getting recognized, and yet that wasn't enough. So this one of the first things that I think, what's right about all of this that I'm not getting, and where am I unwilling to see that, what if I do want something different in my life and from my life? You know, you might want to sit there and be like, no, it's fine, this is all right. But all right didn't cut it for me. Just fine didn't cut it for me. I wanted a different life. I wanted one where I would be happy to wake up every morning. And that kept me really going. And then, of course, meeting people. I think if you're the kind of person who wants to quit your job and sit at home, then maybe you really want to ask more questions about, you know, quitting your job. I honestly quit 5 years ago, Simone, pretty much, to the date. And in these 5 years,
and you are
I'm pretty sad.
Every time I see you, you're happy.
So happy. I'm excited about waking up every morning because I've got 20 projects going on simultaneously. And each of them, and this is way more creation, right? Because in a corporate job, you can't possibly be doing 20 projects and each of them making you money, right? You could be doing, I had 25 clients, but I had only one pay packet. And now I have 25 clients and I have 25 pay packets, right? And that's the genius of being able to work for yourself and work with yourself.
I love it. So it really is a matter of also, you know, being determined to be the leader in your own life, like to commit to your life. And that's what I see too. It's like, excuse me, if you're willing to be 100% committed to your life, like what choices are you going to make? What choices can you choose? What would you have to change? Excuse me, I seem to have a little bit of a cough here. Tell me a little bit more about the Indian culture, though, and how that sort of affected you and how it made it harder, or did it make it easier, or what was that like for you? Because I know that there's a lot of Indians living all over the world, and how many are sort of buying into the Indian culture that they can't choose something based on their culture or any culture rather than based on you're an infinite being. You can choose anything you desire. So What were some of the hardships or the easy stuff?
Well, the hard stuff was basically getting permission to even have your own life. You know what I mean? It was pretty set in concrete that it's that you are your father's responsibility, and then you are palmed off as that responsibility onto your husband. it's not like if you're financially free also, or you have a, you know, you have your own job, you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want, right? And that's something that's so alien to most people who don't know what it's like to probably grow up here and you know, that this is the norm here. Because I remember wanting to ask my dad, hey, I'm off to Goa and now I'm earning and I want to go with my friends. And he goes, no, you know, girls don't just go off to Goa. And I was just like, but, you know, now I'm earning. And he goes, I don't care. Now you, if only if you get married and you have a husband, he can take you, right? So just being able to know that now I've created a life where that level of authority lies with nobody except me, that I get to choose what I want to choose on a daily basis, is one of the biggest highs in my life, you know. And creating that possibility for me is just amazing. So, and some of the stuff was also easier because as women in India, you can
be a doctor. Are you expected to succeed?
In everything, being a wife, being a person at work, like you weren't just supposed to succeed at one thing, you're supposed to succeed pretty much at everything that you were doing. Because that is the mark of being brought up well. So it's reflected on my parents.
But you know what, that's not just in India. I remember my mom used to say to me about certain things, she'd say, you know, she'd be proud, like, to show her friends. Like, we just bought this new house on the river, and I know that she's proud to show her friends that we've got that. Or we'd do something, and she'd say, you're going to embarrass me. And I'd be like, seriously, this is my life. It's like, where did this come into it? So, which is very interesting. So everyone out there who's trying to please, you know, your family or please your friends by the choices you make for your life, instead of actually putting you 100% in the computation and the commitment to you, where you destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Wow. That's so interesting when you run processes on the show and it's a pre-record and yet there's still so much energy out there. It's like, how many people do we tap into that don't know what they would like to choose with their life? And it's like, if you are doing something that you're not waking up, like as Talika was saying, you know, waking up happy, it's like you might want to have a look at what else you could choose. What would make you happy? Like I said, get that list down and start writing it down. What would make you happy? What would bring you joy? What would have that level of enthusiasm, like Talika was saying, when you wake up in the morning and you're like, yeah, I've got so many projects going. I mean, today we just went and bought these amazing, beautiful wines in Copenhagen, these Italian wines from a friend of ours. Really good prices we got, like, and we want to start a cellar of our own, like at home. Now in Australia, you can't get that sort of quality of wine that often. And we started talking about it today and we're like, oh, what if we started an importing business? Because we have the contacts everywhere. What if we started importing wine and we did online sales within Australia? It's like, so that could be another revenue stream, get somebody else to run it. It's like, what could that look like? So it's like, what if you're in constant question of what other revenue streams you could add to your life. Even if you just ask the question, something doesn't have to show up, but we ask it quite often. Okay, what other revenue streams can we add to our life? And everything at that is times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And that clearing statement, if you've been listening to the Joy Business shows, you would have heard it before, but you can check it out on theclearingstatement.com from Access Consciousness, or go to my website, accessjoybusiness.com, and find out more as well. So we've got about, I've got a few more minutes left before the next break.
So can I give a tool to also?
Yeah, go for it. That's what I was about to ask you.
Okay, cool. So one of the things that I did when I really didn't know what I wanted to create with my life, because you know you're so conditioned in thinking a certain way that when you quit, everything so comes from that conditioning of pleasing others or going according to what you've learned or studied, is that I wrote a list down and I truly asked every and one of those things, is this something that I will try to use to prove how valuable and worthy I am? Is this something I am doing because a friend of mine wants to do it? Is this something because my parents want me to do it? Is this something because I want to do it? So, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's great.
Who's it is.
And ask those questions, because you'll get, if you ask those questions like Talika's suggesting, you'll get the energy of it. And it's also the one thing I want to mention too, this is not about choosing against people. Like that's what I, you know, my dad wanted me to do this, so I'm doing this. And it's like, but it's got that energy to it where they're choosing against someone.
Right.
It's not about choosing
right.
against anyone. It's about choosing for you. Now, what if choosing for you included the entire world? What if choosing for you included your entire family and friends? They might not like it, but you're not excluding them, and you're not doing something, you're not choosing something against their projections or against their judgments. You're literally just choosing for you. It's like, you know, it's like the vulnerability of choosing. We talk about in Access, I love it when Gary gives the analogy of being like a marshmallow, because you poke the marshmallow and the marshmallow just goes back to being a marshmallow. So it's like, what if it was like that? Each choice you made, you were committed to your life, committed to your joyful, enthusiastic life, and no matter what anyone projected at you, no matter what anyone thought, you just kept choosing. So it's not choosing against anyone else, it's choosing from the kingdom of we. Yeah.
And the more you pursue what you enjoy, it just seems like everybody else starts enjoying it too, because initially nobody really cared about what I do, and now that I've been doing this work and, you know, foundation classes and so many other classes, everyone seems to be taking up and taking notice because my joy for it has increased in tremendously, and I'm truly committed to it because everybody thinks it's a phase and it's going to go away. You're going to finally wake up and say, oh, I don't want to do this. And when they realize it's not a phase, they actually start to see you enjoy yourself. They begin to become a part of it.
And how many people have you inspired in the process?
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
And I've got enough hate mail too.
So then you receive, but if you receive the judgment, it's like then you'll receive more money.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. It's like if you're willing to receive judgment, you'll receive more money. If you're not willing to receive judgment, you'll lose money. I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually true. So everywhere that you're been refusing to receive judgment from the choices that you're making, the joy and enthusiasm that you're choosing, and the money that you could and can and are making, truth, we destroy and uncreate it. Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So we've got a few seconds and we're heading off to next break. So we'll come back. You're with Simone Millicent on The Joy of Business on Times. And I'm with Talika Singh and we're talking about choosing beyond the rat race. So we'll be back real soon with some more tools and hints on how you can start to choose the life that you would truly like to live. Don't leave us. We'll be coming back soon.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Is your current school not meeting the needs of your child? Have you been looking for a school that empowers your child to explore what he or she is truly capable of? The Access Possibilities School is an online school that offers a core curriculum in a totally different way. With frequent contact between teachers and students, the aim of Access Possibilities School is to nurture your child's unique gifts and to provide the best education available in a holistic way. To learn more about a school that can inspire and support you and your child, go to accesspossibilityschool.com.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey,
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Joy Business with Simone Millicent and Talika Singh. Hey, Talika, before we go any further, do you have any classes coming up that you want to talk about, share with the listeners?
Oh, yeah. I have a foundation coming up end of this month, actually, 28th June onwards in New Delhi. I have a foundation coming up in Mumbai from the 7th of July. And I'm also doing these small snippets of classes called Commit to Create, which is a lot about committing to your life, committing to creation. These are three-hour classes that I'm doing in Delhi on 3rd July and Mumbai on 11th July.
Nice. You are busy. And people can find you on accessconsciousness.com under Talika Singh.
Yes.
Is there anywhere else that they can find you?
Absolutely, on Facebook, just write Talika Singh, Access Consciousness, and you should find me. I also have a jewelry business that you can look for and maybe connect to me from there called Tiara by Talika. That's also on Facebook.
What's it called again? I didn't quite get that.
Tiara by Talika, T-I-A-R-A-B-Y-T-A-R-A.
Oh, Tiara by Talika. I like that, Tiara by Talika.com. And also, I've got a Joy Business 101 class and 102 in Mumbai, India, from the 27th to the 29th of September. So if anyone wants to come to India, to Mumbai, and come and have fun with us, the Joy Business classes. I've also got a class from the 1st to the 3rd of September in Denver, Colorado, that's actually live streamed as well. So I've got lots of stuff happening coming up. So lots of stuff. My book's coming out in Chinese this month.
Wow. That is so cool.
I know. It's awesome. What were you going to say? Can you just what?
I was just going to do an advert, a plug.
Okay,
I met Simone 3 years ago in one of the classes, one of the first classes that Gary did in India, the 11-2-3, now called The Choice of Possibilities. And I remember she had this small taster class called Joy of Business that we did in the middle of the South, and we were hooked. I tell you, the kind of tools that she gave out in just 1 hour can change your life. So imagine what this woman can do with you over 3 days.
Thank you.
Yes,
it'll be lots of fun. It'll be good. How does it get any better than that? So, hey, I want to ask you a couple of questions about being an army girl. You said that, so your dad was in the army? You're an army child?
Yes, I'm an army kid.
Okay, what was that like? I mean, for you, it was normal, I guess, but it's like, what was that like? So how often did you move around? And, I mean, did you learn more about the diversity of living from that? Or what? Tell me about it.
I used to always brag that if I did get the chance to exchange my childhood with someone, I would never do that because I totally loved the fact that I could move around that much. I changed 12 schools, right? And that's pretty much a school a year.
Wow.
And I knew that I could mess
with anybody. Was it just
in
India or was it all over the world?
All over India. No, all over India because
right. It's
Indian Army.
Okay.
So, and I knew I could mess with just about anybody in school, including my teachers, including people in class, because I would be leaving in a year. So I pretty much got to do whatever the hell I wanted to, whenever I wanted to, and to whoever I wanted to, because I knew I was going to get away with it. And I thought that was just my way of being. To me, actually, I'm one of those people that change is such a constant for me that if things are not changing, I feel like something's going wrong. Like, there is something that needs changing. I'm sure it was almost like, a point of addiction, and I was just like, okay, let's change this, let's change this, let's change this. So when we came to Access and I learned this tool called the 10-second increment, which was all about choosing in 10 seconds, creating from the space of absolutely no point of view, no fixed idea of where it's going to go, of what your choice or decision or conclusion you can come to. And to me, 10-second increments is how I live my life. So I was just like, I am home. I can do this so well.
I love that. So it gave you more of the adventure of living.
Absolutely. I really made myself very wrong for wanting to change things all the time, wanting to change status quo. I would sit there and wonder what the hell is wrong with me. And coming from the army background, even though there's a lot of change, there's still a lot of discipline, right? Because my father's very, very strict disciplinarian, style man who was very clear about, you know, that when you pursue down a path, you finish it and you bring it to conclusion, and only then do you move on to something else. And I want to do 20 things at the same time. I would barely be able to bring things to conclusion, right, according to how conclusion looks like. And I sat there making myself completely wrong. And thanks to Access, I was just like, wow, that wasn't wrong. That was pretty cool that I could change and continue to change and create a life in which I have far more money now. I'm so much more happier. I'm excited about every day. I truly have a life unhinged. And now I can pretty much create and do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want.
Nice. I like that. How does it get any better than that? That's what the world should be. Everyone should be living a life like that. So what's some of the advice or tools, et cetera, that you would have for someone who's contemplating changing or leaving the comfort of their 9-to-5 job? Like, what are some of the things that you use that you could offer to the listeners out there?
So one of the things that you recently just said, Simone, and it sort of hit home with me also right now, is that not doing from the space of rejection is not choosing against someone. You know, like you said, that not to say, oh, my father wanted me to do this, so I'm not going to do this. You know, it actually could work for a few people to have a job. You know, it's not like if you listen to this, it's time to quit. No, it's like, truly, are you willing to see what contributes to your life? So I know a lot of people, what they do is in spite of, you know, having mortgages and maybe even mouths to feed and family to look after, they turn around and tell me, you know, you did what you did because you were the only one. You really didn't have to take care of a mortgage or, you know, a family. And to them, I usually say is that if you are in that space and you truly do want something else, start somewhere. You've got your weekends, you've got evenings. Start creating something along with your work that gives you that additional, any, you know, even if it doesn't translate to money yet, it starts giving you the joy of being, joy of business, joy of creation, you know. And like Access says, money follows joy, right? When there is joy to create that, create something different, everything starts to flow naturally in that direction, and it grows. And it, even if it takes a bit of, you know, it takes a certain amount of energy to get there, which could mean in terms of time, it could mean in terms of money, it could mean in terms of, you know, making a little extra effort. But what matters is that you begin to start asking for that to show up in your life and taking steps and making choices towards that. So, yeah, that's how I would suggest a lot of people begin, and not just get up one day and say, today I'm going to quit. You know, for me also, I asked for a sabbatical first to really contemplate, will this work? Can I do this? Do I want to really do this? And I told them I would get back to you after that, and I did, and I took my job. It's not in the spur of the moment.
Yeah, I like the way you mentioned, like, the sabbatical, because what I've noticed is, it's, you know, I mean, so many people say in relationship, it's like they're not willing to, you know, they're willing to be in a bad relationship rather than no relationship. So they'll be in a bad relationship until they find somebody else. Same thing with the job or your career. Like, I know Brendan, my partner, it's like he was a tradesman, a tiler, and he didn't want to do it anymore. But I also knew that he didn't know what he wanted to do. So he quit tiling and left that, and then had some time just to have some space to, you know, I mean, I supported him and Nash, like, you know, his son, and he was lucky to have that too. And I'm wondering how many people out there have someone available, or maybe even if it's just 2 months or 3 months, if you start doing the 10% account, which is one of the things that, you know, we've mentioned, is putting 10% away of everything that you earn that's just for you. It's like you put that 10% away, and it's like you start to create more money, and it's like if you have enough money for like 1, 2, 3 months just to have that space for you, what do you want to do? Do you want to go overseas? Do you want to do some travel? Like, how many times do you talk about what you'd like to do in your life yet you haven't chosen it? And I spoke about that earlier this year, you know, at the beginning of this year in January, I went heli skiing, and I think for 25 years I've been saying I want to go heli skiing, and then finally when the possibility came up and Brett had said, do you want to do it? And I went, yeah, okay, sure. And I was like, I couldn't come up with a reason why I couldn't, but for 25 years I'd said, oh, I'm going to go heli skiing one day. It's like, what are you looking at as your life saying I'd like to do that one day, yet you're not choosing it? Give yourself the space to create. Give yourself the space to to have a look at the choices and keep choosing, like Talika was saying, in 10-second increments. It's like choosing 10-second increments of what you'd like to do and be next. And nothing is wrong and nothing is right. It's just a choice. And you may choose something and go, oh, whoops, that wasn't the brightest choice in the world. You know, what can I choose again?
Absolutely.
You have infinite choice. So have you got any other questions that you'd like to offer our listeners, Talika, on choosing?
One of the things that comes naturally and easy to me is choice, actually. I know there's a lot of people who would sit and, you know, mull about it. And one of my favorite tools there, and this could be, you know, you were talking about relationships, Simone, about being in a bad relationship and just continuing because you'd rather be in a bad one than not be in one at all. And the other aspect to it is whether you're in a job or something. One of the tools that I've started using and really, really works for me is that, are you truly committed to changing that aspect of your life, whether it is truly getting that business that you've always wanted, truly starting up that business company that you wanted, truly getting out of that relationship, getting, you know, creating a life that you desire, creating that wealth you desire, or are you committed to the complaint of not being able to do it? How much are you invested in going on complaining or planning, or is your commitment more to the plan or to the actual thing itself? And that really has helped me, because the things that I've complained about for 10 years, 15 years, seem like chronic issues with me, are things that I'm way too invested in actually complaining about it than being invested in truly changing it.
Well, and how many people are committed to complaining about it because that's what everybody else is doing and it makes them feel normal,
well,
average and real and interesting? And everything as that is, and everywhere that you've decided that that is the most interesting thing in the world is for you to complain about your problems or about the problems that you think you have when you destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and puddle, nine shorts, boys and beyond. So we are heading off to a break in about 15 seconds. So, yeah, please have a look at that. And it's like, what if it wasn't about being the same as everyone else? What if you didn't have to be at the dinner party or at, you know, with all the friends, all complaining about the credit card, complaining about the bills? What if you could actually talk about the future? What if you could create your future? What if you were willing to live a totally different life? So we're heading off to a break. We'll be back really soon with Talika Singh and Simone Millicis on Joy Business. Would you like to make a difference in the world but don't know how? Do you think you'd have an easier time creating that change with or without money? Here's the thing. You have to be willing to value yourself and the services that you offer to start creating more money. My new online video course, Finding the Value of You and Your Business, is now online at udemy.com. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/Udemy Special to get $20 off today.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Joy of Business. You're with Simone Millicent, your host, and also the lovely Chalika Singh, certified facilitator in India. And we are talking about choosing beyond the rat race. So one of the things that I would like to bring up and maybe get you to chat about too, Chalika, is a lot of people think that they have a fear of leaving a job. They think they have a fear of something. And I noticed in your bio as well, you were talking about the fear of, you know, getting people over, the fear of entities, the fear of success, the fear of failure, etc. It's like, or the fear of public speaking. And so what sort of tools can you offer people too if they have this fear of like, oh, but if I leave, nothing is going to, you know, nothing is going to show up. It's like, what can you offer people with that?
So one of the greatest tools in Access that we come across is that fear is actually not real, right? Gary Douglas, founder of Access Consciousness, has repeatedly mentioned this in our classes, and he says, the body feels fear and excitement in exactly the same way. Your palms get sweaty, your heart starts racing, you begin to feel like there's something in the pit of your stomach. And imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, about a bungee jump, and probably imagine trying to quit your job and do something completely phenomenal and different with your life. And so truthfully ask yourself, is this fear or is this excitement? Am I actually excited at the possibility of doing something different with my life? So if you really went down to the details, maybe your body is giving you ideas about the fact that you're excited at the possibility rather than fearful. And also if that doesn't, you know, ring true with you, is it possible that you're picking up on other people's fears about what they would do if they quit a job? Because they have no clue what else they could create and be and then do in their life, right? You know you have these capacities that you just are not using in your job. And you feel unfulfilled and dissatisfied that you haven't really gone anywhere with them. And so only you know what it would take for you to quit that job and get out there and actually truly utilize those creative capacities that you may have never even been taught to do in any of your schooling or education. So is that fear even yours? Like all that apprehension, all that can I, will I, what would happen? Nobody knows the future. And this is the thing we were talking about, 10-second increments as well, is that you're alive only for every 10 seconds. Every 10 seconds something could happen, you could go. So this fear is quite sometimes baseless if you actually look at it.
And the one thing I want to add with that too is that, you know, people from anything, leaving a job, from breaking up in a relationship, or, you know, moving country or moving house or whatever, people always have this energy, as we're talking about, that is misidentified as fear. And what if it was actually excitement? And how often does your life become worse, or does it always become better? You just don't know how it's going to show up. I was looking at these beautiful trees here in Copenhagen, Denmark today, and I'd never seen this sort of tree before, and it was really cool the way there was this big trunk and there was literally only about 10 branches, but they were massive branches, and then they had each one had this, you know, like a big bush of leaves at the end. And I looked at the tree and I was like, that's how I see possibilities and your choices as well. It's like you've got this one big trunk and then each branch is another possibility. And off each one of those branches, each one of those leaves is another possibility. And it's like, what if you looked at nature like that? What if you looked at the trees like that? And how many possibilities are you refusing that if you didn't refuse it would change your entire reality? And everything at that is times a bazillion. We destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pocket pot all night, shorts, boys and girls. I know I was driving along in a car, otherwise I would have stopped and taken a photo because I was like, it's such a cool picture. And it's like, we have so many possibilities available. And you hear people, you know, going into that group complaint session time of what is not possible rather than actually looking at what is possible. So everywhere that you've been choosing the not possible rather than the possibilities, We destroy and uncreate it. Right now, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the possibility.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that people put time as a constraint as well. It's like, what if time wasn't a constraint? I mean, one of the tools I love is if you look at the energy of your life. Now, if you were going to live for 500 years, what would you choose? Would you sort of relax a little bit more? And when you do relax, you have this spherical awareness of possibilities, and time doesn't become of the essence. It's something that is more, it's a space of creation.
And this is one of the most difficult things for me to get. Sorry.
Okay. Tell us.
Because, you know, it was in the job, and you're always about deadlines, and nothing about deadlines sounds interesting or even inviting. You know, everything was as of yesterday. It should have been done as of yesterday. It would have been, you know. So everything comes with this deadline that makes you feel like you're, you know, you're walking towards death. So to me, after quitting my job, to know that that constant hurry really does not create. And one of the facilitators in Access Game is beautiful, Jewel, and she said, slow down to hurry up. And now that I've slowed down, generally work without the barrier of time and what I can do and how much, if I don't put in 9 to 5 in a job, I don't know if I'm going to get anything out of it. The more I slow down in my life, the more actually I have begun to start creating. I have a far more revenue streams than most people in my peer and around me have, you know, here in India and people I grew up with and went to college with. I have far more, you know, projects that are ongoing simultaneously. And I really don't go and think about how I am doing it, because that would just, you know, I'm sure you've shared this in some of your other things, just take you the mind, try and figure out, because it really isn't a mind thing. It's so much about just the energy of being, you know, excited about creating that allows you to create far more than when you allow time to, you know, rule how much you can create, when you can create, after which what you can create, and this linear style of creation. So like Simone said, that spherical, that, you know, acoustic style of creation is so much, there's so much more you can create, so much more expansive for you, for your business, and for as many projects as you can put your hands in.
Yeah. I mean, as many projects as you can put your hand in, like we were saying, like we're looking at, you know, another revenue stream of, you know, the wine company. It doesn't mean that we have to be at home running this wine company, but we could find someone to do that, and we could, you know, oversee it. And the thing is, we might not even choose to do it. But the interest and the enthusiasm that we had walking down the street going, hey, this is a possibility. And it's like, and you look into the possibility, and what I see a lot of people choose is they'll look into a possibility and they'll find the reasons of why it can't work. Even we may look into it, and it might not happen for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, or it might happen tomorrow. It's like, but if you kill the future possibilities by going into the negation of the roadblocks that you've decided are there, rather than asking some questions of, number one, you know, what would it take to create around this? What would it take to out-create this? Or what other information do we require? It's like, who or what do we have to speak to? And even the idea of the business, which say for us right now would be importing wine into Australia and then selling it online within Australia, it's like, what does the business require to know? It's like, what other, you know, who else can it speak to? And it becomes its own entity. It becomes this energy. And ask it to show you. I mean, how many times have you, you know, opened up a magazine or something and you're like, oh, that's what I was looking for? And do you think it's just pure luck? Or energetically, are you inviting the possibilities to show up in your life with greater ease? And everywhere that you have been refusing to invite the possibilities to show up into your life with greater ease, we destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. The mantra of Access Consciousness is actually, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. The thing is, if you say that, and it's like, I usually say it, you know, whenever I remember, like if I'm driving along in the car, or I'm in the shower, or, you know, I'm lying down on a massage table receiving a massage, I'm like, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And I keep repeating it, because the thing is, you're asking for your life to be easier. You're not asking for everything to show up, you know, all, you know, rosy and every day is just laughing hysterically. It's like, it's about the good, the bad, and the ugly, all showing up with ease, joy, and glory. It's like, what if your life and your business and your money flows and your relationships and everything became joyful? What if it all became ease, joy, and glory? So use that mantra. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Write it down. Put it as a, you know, a note in your phone and set it as a reminder that goes off every day. It's like, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. So it's a great tool. Now, we've got a couple more minutes to go until the end of the show. It's gone on so quick. So what are any sort of last tools, hints, questions you've got for people to be choosing beyond the rat race and actually start to be creating their life? Any last questions or hints or process, anything you want?
I actually would like to ask you to talk a little bit more about committing to your life. It's just this tool that I just decided. I'd ask Dane this question. And the way he, Dr. Dane here, he explained it so beautifully. Would you like me to talk a little bit about it, and then do you want to take over?
Well, we've got 1 minute to go. So,
all right. So I'm just going to tell you what
he said. Another show on it.
Definitely.
Yeah,
So he basically said it's just a choice. It is really that moment where you go, I'm done quitting on myself. I'm done quitting on my life. I'm done quitting on my dreams. I'm done quitting on my desires. And I'm done quitting on what I know is to be true for me. And that moment is when everything started changing for him. And that moment when I chose that, I'm done quitting on me, is when I started to actually really, really change my life.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you're not willing to commit to your life, then you have the justification and the reason of going, oh, well, that's why my life didn't work out, because you actually weren't committed. So it's the easy way out. If you're 5% committed, then when it doesn't work out, it's not your fault. So what if you're willing to be 100% committed to your life and see what shows up? Everything at that is time to go, Dean, right? And on Good and Bad, Pocket Pod, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond. Okay.